The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. I got to tell you, man, Baldy's Breakdowns is a must check out if you get a chance. The guy spends a lot of time really breaking down tapes and does a great job. Picks different players and a lot of offensive line stuff. It's fantastic. Brian, good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. I'm probably not very far from where you're at right now, down in South Florida here, enjoying a nice, you know, sunny morning. It's good. Life is good, Joe.
You know what I think? I see you on the dock. You're not in the boat yet, but you're on the dock and you're getting ready to go out.
A little windy today, Joe. A little windy. I don't know about the boat. I'm not sure if the boat's going out today, but if it calms down a little bit, we'll be out.
We are all laughing the other night about you. Like, Baldy's down here all the time. They're going, yeah, man, I just heard that. It was crazy. All right. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Dolphins go to the Rams, keep it alive, man, and now got Vegas and Patriots. And I got to tell you, I knew this after the Buffalo game when they played well. They all got together and said, I know everybody's going to laugh at us, but we got a chance to get that seventh spot. Let's go get it. What do you think about the way they've played the last couple weeks?
Well, I mean, Tua's been really good, despite what any of the commentators are saying. He's playing good football. But, you know, when you keep the Rams out of the end zone, Joe, that's a good night. You go across the country and they don't score a touchdown with Stafford and Puka and Cooper Kupp and Tyron Williams. I mean, they've won three in a row and were playing good football, beating good teams. And, you know, defensively, I mean, it starts with, honestly, Calais. I don't know what he's doing for the Fountain of Youth that he's found. Maybe it's just being back. Maybe it's just being back in Miami, Joe. I don't know, but he's playing great football. He got the tip pass. He got intercepted. But him and Sealer and Deshaun Hand. Even Chop Robinson. I mean, some of these young kids on the defensive line, that looks like a good group right now. They're playing good football up front.
So I'm watching. I was going to get to this. Denver sitting in that seventh spot, and they just gave one away the other day. I mean, they are set up for basically an extra point field goal. And I don't know. Are you blaming that more on that offensive line cave too much, or the guy's got to lift the ball up higher? What'd you think?
Well, I mean, it was a pretty good – I mean, it was an overload block. And that kid that blocked it, Leo Chenal, I mean, that kid is – I mean, anybody that knows that kid, he went to Wisconsin. He's 250 pounds. That guy is about as strong as they come. I mean, he just lifted that, you know, that offensive guard right out of there and came through. And, you know, I mean, it was that Dave Tope, the special teams coach, been around a long, long time. They saved that block for that situation right there. So, I don't know. It was a low kick to begin with, but still – I don't know. He would have made it, but I mean, Kansas City just keeps finding a way. That's a tough loss for Denver, though, because they played a great game against
them. Yeah, and so I'm looking at this thing. You still think Cincinnati? They're in shootouts. They're scoring a ton of points, and they can't win these games. They could easily be in one of the top spots right now, but lose two to the Baltimore in those great games, great shootouts. Cincinnati out of this thing, or you think they still have a chance to get a spot too?
I think they still have a spot. You know, they have a chance. I mean, the Chargers. I mean, you're down in the pecking order here, Joe. But I mean, this is when football the season begins. We're in the middle of November. Thanksgiving's around the corner. This is when you know either you're going to be a good team or not, but it starts with one win, like maybe your win against the Rams, and who knows? And maybe you go on a tear. You got two very winnable games coming up. You get right back into the hunt. You know, and then it's basically 5 weeks, you know, after Thanksgiving, determines a lot of these races. Like, nothing's determined right now. Philadelphia, honestly, I live there, Joe. They were under the fire of their coach 3 weeks ago. You know, now they're playing for first place and, you know, a really high seed right now on Thursday night. So things can change very quickly.
Vic looks like he's got things turned around a little bit. Huh? Vic Fangio, I saw him praising him. It looks like defense is buying into what he's doing more now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing that's different, I think, really with him in Philly right now versus what happened in Miami last year, is he's got a lot of young guys that have played very little football. And so he's molding them the way he wants them to play. And so he found a linebacker in Zach Bond. He's never really played in New Orleans. The kid might lead the league in tackles right now. They found two good players in the draft, Joe, that are really this Cooper DeJean is some kind of, you know, he looks like a linebacker playing slot corner.
Stud.
They got a right corner, might be the rookie of the year right now. So they've got some young kids that are being molded and are playing the game the right way.
Baldy, we got Cincinnati, Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Denver Broncos, and then the Jets are still hanging around at 3-7. They still got life in the season. Which team worries you the most if you're Miami Dolphins and you're trying to get that final wild card spot?
Well, I mean, I would say the Chargers because they're the number one defense in football. I mean, they don't give up touchdowns. They're completely rebuilt. Their quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. They tackle really well now for out of nowhere. They start two rookie corners that are playing lights out good football, and they don't give up points. And, you know, there's a toughness that starts with the coach. Everywhere he goes, he brings the same formula, and they're pretty healthy. They all buy in. The offensive line is really good. I would say that team worries me the most because when you play the Chargers, you're almost forced to play that style of football. Like, you're not going to get in a shootout with them, and they don't fall behind very much. So that team, to me, because they don't lose games. They win games. And a lot of teams, they turn the ball over, they make mistakes, they get kicks blocked, they find ways to lose it. That'd be the team I'd be most worried about.
Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you got to put, by the way, another one I had the other night, asparagus. And you got to put mayonnaise on the asparagus. That happened when I was a young kid and I can't stop. I mean, that's a must. All right. So moving on here. Got to ask you, it is the weirdest thing that after the Jets play poorly, and I see Aaron Rodgers coming on the next day on ESPN, and it just makes him, to me, he's more, I just don't like the guy. He went to my school, and he like, stop. Just all the things he talks about, he's the biggest problem. Am I missing something, Baldy? You probably know him a little bit better. I know you do some stuff over there. Tell me about the Jets right now.
It's a mess, Joe. I mean, they got to take, like I do. I do a lot of stuff for the Jets. But I told them last Wednesday when I was up there, Joe, I said, look, this Arizona Cardinal team is really well coached. Like, they, if you let them run the ball at me, they will. They, quarterback didn't miss a throw. But they're just, their young players that they're counting on have completely fallen apart. Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, Breece Hall. Like, but the quarterback is a problem. He's not playing good football. Like, he missed a wide-open rookie receiver, okay, Malachi Corley. He's wide open, Joe. He's at the 2-yard line. There's not a soul around him, and he throws it behind him. And there's Aaron, like, almost, it looks like he's screaming at the kids. I'm like, he's from Western Kentucky. He's, like, waiting for the ball to, like, actually come near him. And I don't know, like, he's got Devontae Adams. He wanted Devontae Adams. They got him Devontae Adams. Joe, he couldn't complete a pass to Devontae Adams down the field. You know, he had 7 incompletions to him. They look like they'd never played together before.
Yeah, and we've got them twice coming up here. The Dolphins will be playing them here in a couple of weeks, or after Thanksgiving, they'll have a game with them. So we got a good one, man. We got a good one this week. I think maybe the best two teams in the AFC, the Chiefs going to Buffalo for that game. By the way, the Chiefs, they're saying their prayers at night or something, because they have found a way to win a bunch of tight ball games. Do they run out this week against the Bills? And how good do you think the Bills are right now?
There's two great games, Joe. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy.
And obviously Kansas City and Buffalo. So it looks like two playoff games to me. Buffalo's really good, Joe. They're really good. That offensive line, I think, is maybe Detroit, Philadelphia, Buffalo. Those are the three best right now. They've started the same 5 guys. You know, I mean, you look at the, you know, obviously the Dolphins, they lose the right tackle now. I mean, it's always something, it seems. But Buffalo started the same 5 guys now all 10 games.
Gosh.
The quarterback is just a horse, as you know. And defensively, they just got really good players that have been in the scheme a long time. And wait till the games really get big, and wait till you see what Von Miller does. Like, he's just waiting. He's just waiting for his chance to win some of these games late. Like, you can see it. It's coming. He's kind of just kind of saving him a little bit right now. But Rousseau from the University of Miami is playing really good. It might run out right now in this week for Kansas City. They look like a better team, although they have this Travis Kelce. You can relate to this, Joe, being a tight end. Like, he's had 40 targets in the last 3 games. 40. Like,
wow.
He's on pace. Like, that's just almost unfathomable for any receiver. But 40 targets, he's got 28 catches out of that 40 and a couple touchdowns. Like, he's really coming on right now. That helps him a little bit.
Baldy, I wanted to ask you a little bit about player-led teams in terms of coaches like Dan Campbell, and we got one Antonio Pierce coming here coaching the Raiders. With Dan's success, do you think that this could have some staying power?
Well, I mean, Gerard Mayo got hired. You know, we'll see, you know, what kind of success he has. They were very patient with Dan in Detroit, but he's got a great general manager. He's gotten a lot of good players, but the way that he's constructed the team is his vision. And they've allowed him to do that in lockstep with the general manager. And nobody thought Jared Goff, they thought he was a placeholder quarterback when he came there. And now he's playing phenomenal football despite, you know, the 5 interceptions last week. But, you know, that was Hail Mary pass and a tip ball. But like they're a very tough team in his eyes. I can see more and more. But the one thing about Dan, Omar, is, you know, he was in Miami. He was in New Orleans. He paid his dues, you know, for 10 years as an assistant head coach. Like, I think he learned a lot in both those stops before he got the opportunity in Detroit. So, you know, Gerard Mayo got elevated very quickly. Antonio Pierce really was a college coach for a couple of years, and 1 year, like, it doesn't look great for him right now, the way things are kind of falling apart.
So I got to ask you, Lions turned it over 5 times and beat a really good team in the AFC. If you still think the Texans are good, I thought that was one of the most impressive wins I've seen to turn it over. Baldy, 5 times is equals. You're not supposed to win in the NFL. What'd you think of that win for the Lions?
Well, I mean, like, one of the interceptions was a Hail Mary at the end of the half. One was, honestly, like, his arm got hit by a defensive end. You know, Danielle Hunter is a great rusher, and a ball popped up. He had a couple that were kind of – but, you know, Detroit intercepted 2 of C.J. Stroud's passes in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. They got the ball right back, you know, and then Jared Goff got really hot, you know, and they made a bunch of big plays. And the offense coordinator is really creative. Like, some of the plays that he ran, you just don't see in any other playbook right now. And, you know, they caught Houston napping a little bit, and, you know, they won it at the end. But it's impressive to go on the road like that and do turn it over 5 times and be able to come back, because they were down 2 touchdowns early in that game.
I got to ask you, because I know you know him really well, and I know you think the world of him, a defensive lineman, Micah, with the Cowboys, and how good he's been.
Micah Parsons, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think about his comments after the game? I know you got – I'm just curious because I thought – I read it one way, and I know Omar read it a different way, that he was really talking about – he wasn't talking about the coach and or – trying to throw dirt on the coach. How'd you take those comments?
Well, I mean, I think Micah is just, he doesn't know any other way. Like, he's just pretty honest about things. They don't think the things are being well run there in Dallas. And, you know, he's like, no, he hadn't played for a month before last week. He had a pretty good game against the Eagles. But, I mean, he's been watching this thing for a couple of years now, and I don't think he's real impressed by the coach or the organization and what they're doing. And how they're building this thing. Like, he's never thought they had any good inside linebackers there. I mean, I just know that personally. Right. And they haven't. You know?
I know, so, yeah. I'm sorry.
But, you know, everybody else, you know, like, why can't they get Calais Campbell? They don't have any inside pressure. You know, they can't build the team the right way. And he's looking around the league going, Kansas City's got Chris Jones. The Eagles got this, you know, Jalen Carter. Like, why can't I get one of those monsters inside? It's only going to help, you know, my cause coming around the corner.
Well, no, we heard it. And by the way, he is done. I don't know if he makes it through the season or not, but yeah, he is. He's toast. He's one of the toasted coaches already with the second half of the season. But hey, finally, I got to ask you this, Cam Ward. Have you had a chance to see him play quarterback yet?
Yeah. I mean, I know they lost to Georgia Tech. Well, they didn't have the ball. I mean, Georgia Tech played keep away the way that they ran it. But I'm impressed by Cam. I know he's like a fifth year player, Joe. Bounced around a couple schools. He's got the 1 year at Miami. But he's going to have a lot of big games with a lot of eyeballs coming up here. Like, they still got a chance to get in the playoffs, you know, make a run to the playoffs. And, you know, like a lot of these quarterbacks, how you play in big games, you know, that's how the quarterback from Washington got drafted by Atlanta. He played great in big games last year, and he still has that chance to do it. He's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was just curious. So you think first-round pick, just to follow it up?
I think so, but, I mean, I haven't really studied him hard.
Yeah.
Like, just his delivery and what his makeup is. And, you know, I mean, if he's anything like Jaden Daniels, which he isn't, but, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the next Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Just guys that have incredible accuracy and poise. And, you know, if he has that in big games and we get to meet the kid and find out that football is the most important thing in his life, then, yeah, he's going to go in the first round.
That's funny. Baldy, it sounded like you just took a lot of shots at Caleb Williams right there. That's what it sounded like.
Well, I mean, look, the quarterback never goes. The coaches go. The head coach is probably going to go after the coordinator. You know, you got to, like, make sure the quarterback kind of gets fixed. But he didn't play well, but the offense doesn't make any sense either to me. And so, you know, there's a lot of culprits, you know, in that demise that's going on up there in Chicago.
Baldy, thank you. Really appreciate it, man. You take care of yourself. Yep. I hope you get a good day on the water, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Omar. See you guys.
Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.